Here we go. We're now live. I mean, we're live. We have a welcome the audience outside of the show. Ayin Beis Amud Beis, the Hiluk Ayin Beis, the Shem Hashem of Ayin Beis Aisyes. You know the significance of this daf is? The following menachos, we have a list of menachos, nikmatzos, v'shireim, lakoyan, a list of menachos that can be nikmatzos. A kmitz is done v'shireim, lakoyanim, and the shirayim is given to the kohanim.
There are some menachos that are not nikmatzos.
That's right, that doesn't mean machloikas in the Mishnah. Here, according to the comment, we have a list now of 10 menachos. We learned this Gemara twice before, what the Gemara is coming to say in one moment, and both times that we learned this Gemara on two different days, I made a big mistake. Finally, I learned the correct pshat, what the Gemara means, because here's the Ikar Gemara, and here's where it all comes from. And what's to say over here, if you list carefully, there are 10 menachos. The Eilu menachos, the Gemara, Shvishirim, the left ones, the Kohanim, number one is Minchas HaSoyles. That's the Erish HaZach. Soyles, just regular flour and oil. And what do you do with it? You eat some dough. You do kmitza when it is dough. Okay, soilus and water. You have machavas. Machavas is put into a frying pan. And you apply heat, a certain type of pan. Marcheshes. Marcheshes is when there is a lid on the side of the pan and it basically boils. It basically is like a frying pan that boils
so
in
when
the.
You do the kmitza.
After it's a finished product. So when it's
how
a finished
that,
product,
how does that happen?
When you finish cooking it in the oil, and then you let it dry. I guess you take it, then you crush it. You crush it into little pieces. Then you do the kmitza. Then you take all of the whole thing that has been fried in oil, and you crush the little piece, and you put your hand down, and you do the kmitza on the three fingers. And then any excess which comes up because it's like a cracker type, you have to rub off on the two sides. It's very, very difficult because since it's like a cracker, so it's very, very hard, and it's very hard to cut off the piece that comes out of your fingers without pulling out all of the stuff that's inside. Good? Chalois is, they're baked. Chalois, now when do you do the kmitz on the chalois? I really do not know. Okay, chalois means it's not just flour. Soyles is flour. Flour and oil. You mix it together and you do a kmitz on flour and oil. Chalois appears to be their bread. It's already baked. It's baked in the oven. It's called afei tanur. Verakikin wafers. Wafers, I'm not exactly sure what the wafers are, from whatever they are. Minchas koy of the chavim, or of a goy. Minchas noshim. Of an isha, uminchas oimer on Pesach, uminchas choite. Minchas choite is when a person a carbon oilevi yoreid. When a person does an aver, really referring specifically to this case where a person eats kachim when he is tame. He's supposed to bring an animal. If he cannot afford, he brings two birds. If he cannot afford, then he brings a mincha. Uminchas kinois, barley. Husband suspects his woman has been unfaithful, he warns her, she does not listen, she has the yichud after he warns her, we have lender two witnesses, he's forbidden to live with her until he comes and brings her to the Beis HaMikdash, she gives him to the Mayim HaMorim, before she drinks the Mayim HaMorim, he has to first bring a special mincha, a mincha of barley. Rabbi Shimon, now, before you go further, it's very, very important, at least you learned, came tonight just to learn this, it was Kedai, if you count everything that we learn now, notice you come to the magic number 10. That is Mamish Yisoides. Anytime you have number 10, this is the first Shush to Gemara, and this Gemara appears in many places in Shas. Counting in all the different cases. If you count the cases, Mincha Soilis is one. Okay, Machvas is two. Machvas is a flat pan. The Amar Cheshes is three. A pan with a lid. The Achalis. Chalis is not. The Chalis is different than Soilis, in that the Chalis is baked. It's baked in, it's called Afeitan. Chalis is in the category of Afeitanur. It's baked in the oven. You have bread, you have flour and water and oil. You add oil in as well. Three things. Is it chametz? Well, that's a whole shayla of pashas. It's not chametz. Okay, I don't know the answer. I don't know. Okay, I'm not too clear. Unfortunately, I still don't have this clear what these are. I have to learn it again. Okay, chalos is four. Harakikin are wafers. Rakikin are also me'afei tanur. In the category of afei tanur, there are two varieties. There's variety number called chalois, and variety number two called rikikin. That's number five. Minchas Oivechachom is 6. Minchas Noshim is 7.
So he's listening, he's numerating. 10,
right.
The kmitza, where the leftovers go for the Koyanim.
Koyanim, and okay, the kmitza is done and leftovers. Minchas Oimer is on Pesach. Yeah. That is 8. Minchas Choyte is 9. Minchas Choyte, there's no oil.
Minchas Choyte meaning...
Oil, there is no oil. Oil leviyoret. The simple case is chumas, water, flour, and water.
What's the Minchas Noshim?
Minchas Noshim is any of the above, mm-hmm. any of the above, but it's brought by an isha. It's brought by an isha, not by a man. Any of the case, the person, she can bring whatever she can bring, soil, she can bring machmas, marcheshes, she can whatever she wants.
Has Levina playing with any of these?
Levina, they all have Levina. They all have Levina, but Levina is put on later on. Yeah, I think each and every one of them. Okay, we have to review all the minchas at the end line. And Minchas Kinois is a soita. So I counted them, and I even marked down the numbers in the Gemara.
This is before they gave it to drink from the...
They gave the before she was given to drink. Yes, correct. So I just counted a few over here. We went through the minochas. There are 10 minochas.
Yeah.
Exactly 10. That's a very important number. There are 10 minochas. Each one of these 10 minochas, a kmitz is taken, and the kmitz is burnt on the mizbeach, and the leftovers of all of these 10 minochas are given to the kohanim, the mishmar, who was on duty for this week. They eat the leftovers. Now, we come to Rabbi Shimon Amer. Now, what have we left out? We've left out the minchas kohanim. This is a mincha of a kohen. Minchas, notice there's no mention here of a kohen. What happens if a kohen makes a mincha? The halach is, the mincha of a kohen is not eaten. The entire thing is burnt on the mizbeach. Therefore, the question is, if it's going to be completely burnt on the mizbeach, so there's no need to do kmitza. So, in a chinami, there is no kmitza on a mincha of a kohen that's brought as a nedava. But let's say a kohen does an avera. Specifically, the kohen is nichshol in tumas, mikdash, v'kadoshav, and he's poor. He cannot afford to bring an animal or two birds, so he brings the mincha. So the question is, do we do a kmitza on his mincha schaite? So Tanakhama says no. No. If he is a kohen, the entire thing is just immediately put on the fire.
What about mincha schaite, that's a kohen head. What about mincha schaite gadol?
Doesn't make a difference. Can't be poor.
But how's that? I can't be poor. God I was about to say that.
He cannot be poor. God
so it's impossible. He never brings a mincha.
Minchas kinos.
Kinos of a kohen. Very, very good question you're asking. I don't know the answer. She has yichud. If she has yichud, Kevin Shnivelosh is also to her husband forever.
Right, exactly. So we won't help anyway.
We don't know. I don't know the answer. So L'chor, maybe you are correct. That's another example. Yeah, maybe I think that's also when it says a koyin of choyte. This will be another example. There is the case of a Tumas Mikdosh V'Kodoshov and a Soita of an Eishes Koyin. So those questions over here is in those two minchas, you're going to burn the entire thing anyway. So should we bother doing a kmitza and burning the kmitza separately and burning the shirayim separately? So this is a yisoidei stikam achlekes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, minchas choytei shol kohanim nikmetzes. He holds also, case number 11.
And there's no shirayim by choytei shikanim?
No, the shirayim is burnt on the mizbeach together with the kmitza.
So why is it listed out here as minchas kodesh shirayim lekohanim?
It's exactly the point that it's not listed. It's exactly the point.
Yeah, minchas kodesh shikanim.
No, that's according to Rabbi Shimon only. That's according to Rabbi Shimon. According to the
Rabbanan. I'm sorry, I was learning Rabbi Shimon.
There's only 10. According to Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Rabbi Shimon says there is 11.
It's now, amazing. The footnote on Rabbi Shimon is 11.
Oh, Hakol Bidei Shemayim.
According to Rabbi Shimon, you don't burn the whole thing. That the shrine
belongs
to the
burn Kohanim. Everything. You burn everything. Everything is burned except you still need to do a kmitza. You do kmitza.
Oh, I got it.
And you burn
it.
The kmitza shrine. Rabbi Shimon Mishim says, "Minas b'chayyus shokoyanim nikmetzes b'koymeitz karav li atzmai v'shirayim krevim li atzman." So you take a kmitza.
Who is this referring to? This on the Kohen Shimon.
The Rabbi Shimon Olam Ben Omer Minchas Chayyim. Any time a Kohen brings a mincha, so you take a kmitza. And the kmitza is burnt separately, and the shirayim are burnt separately.
I got it.
Okay. So therefore, what do we learn?
And according to the Tanakhama, there's no such thing as kmitza.
No kmitza. It's going to be only burned. You don't waste your time with kmitza.
I got it.
We have over here, listen to the Mishnah. The Mishnah enumerates 10 different examples of menachas. Now, we learned this Gemara a few times, and each time we learned the Gemara, I told you the wrong pshat. And today we're going to learn the correct pshat. Amna papa, kol hecho de tanan, everything of the Mishnah, mesecht menachas, where the Mishnah goes out of its way to enumerate menachas, how many menachas are there? How many varieties of menachas are there? Eser tanan. That's the Sach HaKol. Simonim, Talmidei Chachamim, Sima Befiim, Sima Befiim. Al Tikri Sima El Simon. You have to have a simon. There are 10 varieties of Menachos. Mai Komashma, what's the Chedish? Lafuke Mid Rabbi Shimon. Now this is a different, don't get confused. This Rabbi Shimon is not the same Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah. The Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah says he adds another case called Minchas Choyte. I'm not even sure the Minchas Choyte, that's called another case. That even if you add another case, Minchas Choyte Shal Kohanim is really just a Minchas Choyte. He just the question of what's called Minchas Choyte. I'm not really sure the case of the Mishnah is the case number 11. I'm not really sure. Maybe yeah, maybe not. But the Lafuki, this is a different Rabbi Shimon. This Lafuki mid Rabbi Shimon is a different Rabbi Shimon. What does the Gemara say?
A different Tam Kama?
A different what?
Different
it's a different Rabbi Shimon. Okay. A different. What does he say? Why? Or it's a different halacha Rabbi Shimon. The Yom that says Mechzah Chalas Mechzah Chikin. There are three varieties of Minchas Me'afei Tanur. When we learned the Mishnah, there are 10 types of Menachos. We included in the 10, there were 8, and there were 2 in the category of Afei Tanur. What Afei Tanur? You bring chalos or rikikin. By the way, it's a coincidence. How many chalos do you bring? 10. How many rikikin do you bring? 10. When you bring a mincha me'afei tanur, it just happens to be by coincidence, there are 10 loaves of bread that are given by a chalos, or if you want to bring a mincha me'afei tanur, what's baked in the oven, you bring 10 rikikin. 2 types. So therefore, what's this total number of 10? 8 plus 2. According to this Rebbe Shimon, volume 3. There are 3 varieties of mincha me'afei tanur. There is either choice 1, chalas. 10 chalas, choice 2,
rikikin.
10 choice 3, 5 chalas, 5 rikikin. Oh, yeah. So therefore,
since... We have this already. This is like...
I tell you the wrong shot. So since he holds there are 3 varieties of mincha me'afei tanur, yeah. So sach hakol, how many types of menachos are there? 11. Our Mishnah only listed 10 types of menachos, because in our list of 10, we only counted afei tanur as 2. So here we're teaching you that there's afei tanur of 3. So therefore, the mission that says this tanur that says
Papa, there should be, according to this mission, should be 12.
Oh, so that's right. I'm not. I hear the question. I'm not exactly sure. That's what confused me. I did not delve into this. When it says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Minchas Tchoyte Shalkayim Nikmetzes, I'm not sure if that, first of all, is that Rabbi Shimon the same Rabbi Shimon as this? Number 2, in the Mishnah where Rabbi Shimon is that number 11, is he really coming to teach us number 11, or is he just coming to expand the scope of Mincha, of Minchas Tchoyte? There's a machlekes. What is called the Minchas Choyte? Is the Minchas Choyte only Minchas Choyte Shal Yisrael?
Oh.
Or is the Minchas Choyte Shal Kohanim? Now, if you learn that even the Minchas Choyte Shal Kohanim, I take that back. I'm sorry. It's not true. Even Rabbi Shimon is not coming to it to number 11. Because he holds the Shiraima burnt.
I understand.
And the Mishnah says the Shiraima are eaten.
But it's a mincha. It doesn't matter if it's burned or shrine. It's a mincha.
Kol heichu, no,
type of mincha.
Rapab kolech d'tan eser. It means eser that are going to be... Eser with is a kemitza.
And the shrine
are eaten.
That's what it means.
Yes.
I got it.
So mainly, even the Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah... Even Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah is not discussing Hechatimsa, where you have 11.
Right.
But Rabbi Shimon of this other Rabbi Shimon, this other halacha.
So that would be already 12.
No, as I'm saying, there is no 12. There is no number 11.
No. 10? And then within. I'm sorry. You're right. There's
11. Only 11, right. Okay, so that's the most difficult. There's only 2 varieties of Mincha Me'afei Tanur. Next one.
The Mishnah does not come out according to Rabbi Shimon.
Exactly. Since the Mishnah says 10, well, that's not necessarily. The Mishnah says a list. And therefore, we're telling you the list is going to be exactly 10. The Mishnah doesn't count for us. The Mishnah did not say the number 10. Rav Papa. Rav Papa said you should be aware there's a simin when the Mishnah lists all of the possibilities, the total sum is 10. Who is Rav Papa coming to exclude? Rabbi Shimon.
Right.
Because Rabbi Shimon says that the total number of possibilities are 11. Mm-hmm. He disagrees. There's only number 10 because when it comes to Afetan, it's only going to be either Ochalas or Rikikin. You can't mix.
I wouldn't say Rikikin wafer. That's not a good taj. Matzahs, no?
Whatever it is. This Chalas is matzahs because all the menachos have to only come from matzah. Matzah. So when it says chalos and rikikin, it's a different way they make it. I don't know how to do it, but it's no chalos. Chalos is matzah. No, but challah is still called matzah. There's no question about it. All of the menachos lo se'ofer chometz.
Right.
It may not be chometz.
Right, real chometz, right.
It cannot be chometz. So both chalos and rikikin are two different types of matzah. They're both matzah without any question.
So why is it called chalos?
I don't know the answer. I don't know.
30 in the 10.
What?
30 in
the 10. That's by a toida. That's by a toida. With a regular mincha, there's a mincha called I want to bring to the Beis HaMikdash. I want to bring to the Beis HaMikdash a mincha me'afei tanur. You make that statement. The gizbar in the Beis HaMikdash says, very nice, that's very nice of you. Now please, you have a choice. Anyone that comes into the Beis HaMikdash makes a statement that I want to go bring a mincha me'afei tanur is given a choice. Would you like to bring chalos or would you like to bring the kikin? You have a choice. Vaita. Vishirehem lachem, the leftovers go to the kohanim. You know how you love go to the kohanim. The ksiva, ksiva, the loy ksiva, the ksiv bay. Anything, anything that says the hanishar. It says in numerous places that when you bring a mincha, you can eat it. Rashi quotes the pasuk bitmiya. The ksibu nikemet says ushirecha lekayan kugoyin b'chamish menachas. But the chamish menachas says explicitly in the pasuk. If you look at oisay, if you have the ois v'chad the gemara and oisay, it says v'anoseres mimena yoichlu aharoin uvanav matzos tiochel b'makim kadosh. It's a mefarish pasuk by the menachas that you shall eat the koyhadim shall eat the leftovers. And uduloy ksiva ksibay.
So say it again.
How do you know the leftovers go to the koyhadim to eat when you bring a mincha? The kamitzah is burnt.
And what is it, the ksiva, ksiva?
The Gemara says, minolon. What kind of ridiculous question is this?
Preferish in the
tail. I'm sorry. The Gemara says, minolon. How do you know this?
Yeah, okay.
How do you know? The Gemara says, what kind of ridiculous question is this? It's preferish in the Torah. The ksiva, ksiva. Those minoch, we listed 10 minochis in the Mishnah. There is a section of these 10 that is explicitly said in the Torah that you eat them. And udoloi kasiva, and those that have the list of 10 that does not say explicitly in the Torah that it can be eaten, there's a general pasuk which is a catch-all. Catch-all. Duloi ksiva, ksiva, it says, v'zois taras ha-mincha, ha-krei v'so b'nei aroin, v'hanoi sedes mimeno, yoichlu aron uvonov. Okay, so leave the Gemara. What's the kasha? The Gemara. That's the pasuk. And the Gemara. I have. Let me explain. Calm down. Calm. Take a deep breath. Let me explain the answer. The answer is as follows. If the mincha is made from wheat, I have right. You are correct. All the psukim that you have mentioned that you've quoted to me are all psukim that are discussing mincha is coming from wheat.
Yeah.
What about Pesach and the Saita? Pesach and the side they bring from barley. Ki koboilon bebosso irin. Gemara says, what's the kasha? Mamotzinu. The Torah does not explicitly say that the mincha that comes from barley, the leftovers go to the kayanim. Yeah. The Gemara says.
So why could you just like make a mamotzinu?
Oh, that's what Gemara says. That's Gemara's kasha. Very good.
That's what the Mishnah is trying to tell us. The
Let's see. Bos irin nami. What's the kasha? What do you mean, minolon? The Gemara is asking the kasha. The Mishnah is not discussing this. The Gemara is asking the kasha on minolon. How do you know that every mincha listed in the Mishnah, the shirayim, are given to the kohanim? So the Gemara says, well, 8 of the 10 different examples in the Mishnah, it's beferush in the Torah.
Right.
There are two that are not beferush, and that is the
minchas
kenois and the minchas oimer. So the Gemara says, so let's make a mamotzinu. We don't need a pasuk. Bos oirinami midnikmetzah. Since a kmitza is taken, shirecha lakoyhanim. So automatically the leftover should go to the koyhanim because a mamotzinu. Just like when it comes to the other 8, anything which has a kmitza, automatically the leftovers go to the koyhanim. So too, since the Torah explicitly demands that a kmitza be taken by the soita, and the kmitza be taken by the oimer, so that's enough of a mamotzinu to say that there should be the leftovers go to the kohanim. So the Gemara says you're right. Alibu de rabbanan lo kibboilon. You're right. According to rabbanan that says that nechanami a kmitza is taken. There's nothing to talk about. Tikan boilon alibu de b'shim di yamar ika mincha dimik mitza veloy misachla. There's one mincha that the kmitza is taken, and it's not eaten. Which one is that? It's not a mishum. It says minchas choyte shel kohanim. We're going back into the Mishnah. If a kohen doesn't have air, he comes tamei. The case is tumas mikdash v'kodashav, and he's poor. Cannot afford to bring an animal to birth, so he brings a mincha. So what did we learn in the Mishnah? According to Rabbi Shimon, that you take a kmitza, the kmitza is burnt, and then the shirayim is burnt.
Dibra maso the gemara shirayim lekayanim.
But Rabbi Shimon says, no, these are the 10 minutes.
The Mishnah. Is not going on.
No, it is going on Shimon. Let's clarify. Rabbi Shaul Zevi is the same exact Kasha. The Mishnah enumerates 10. There are many more menachos. There are menachos that are offered by every single carbon. The carbon Tomei. There are more menachos that are listed in the Mishnah. Shteh Halechem. Lechem Aponim. No, besides the Mino Kemitza by the Shteh Lechem and Lechem Aponim, they're all of the. There's not even Shirayim. You can't even call it Shirayim because it's not leftover. Exactly, that's not leftover. So the Mela. So the question over here is: the Mishnah is enumerating 10 of more. There are more than 10. But what is unique about this list is all of these 10 have in common Kemitza is taken and burnt on the Mizbeach, and the leftovers go to the Kohanim. Okay, that's it. Now Rabbi Shimon says. There's another one. It's not. Rabbi Shimon is coming to point out that the rule, this rule that a kemitza is taken, automatically means that the shirayim go to the kohanim is not an absolute rule. Indirectly from the Mishnah, we learn it appears that every time a kemitza is taken, there will automatically be shirayim given to the kohanim. That is what is implied from the Mishnah. That's not the focus of the Mishnah. The Mishnah's focus is here are 10 cases. There are 10 cases where a kemitza is taken, and shirayim go to the kohanim. It seems to imply indirectly that these two go hand in hand. If a kemitza is taken, automatically the shirayim go to the kohanim. Rabbi Shimon says, I'm not arguing with you. There are exactly 10 cases where kemitza is taken and shirayim go to the kohanim. But you should know that the rule is not absolute because there's a case where a kemitza is taken and the shirayim do not go to the kohanim. And what is that? A minchas choyte shel kohen. The fact the Mishnah presents Rabbi Shimon Oimer is an indication that the Rabbanim disagree. That's right. The derech of the Mishnais.
Is looking at it.
That is the derech.
He's adding.
No,
adding
this is what the rules are. This is the approach. This is the language. Just like in English, there are certain rules.
Talk and walk the walk.
This is the approach. Whenever a Mishnah says it's a Tanakama and then says a minority opinion, and he says a Chiddush, the fact that he makes this statement is an indication that the Tanakama disagrees. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, when he compiled the Mishnais, he compiled it, he wrote it in this style, which means if Rabbi Shimon ben Minchas Choyte Shlokayim Nikmetzes and the Kovel Kovel Yatzma Yishayim Kovel Yatzma means that the Rabbanim disagree.
Could have written Af Minchas
Choyte. What do you mean Af?
Also.
What also? What's the first one?
Also.
There is no other thing. It's the only one.
Okay, take it for granted.
It's the only one. So the Gemara here says, you're right. Kikam bar leva 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 shem. Now here's the Gemara's kasha. The idu amar ika mincha the mikmitzah v'loy misachla. There is such a thing in this world as a mincha that a kmitzah is taken and given v'loy misachla. It's not eaten. That slugs up our mamotzinu. What was your kasha? Barley. Barley, the Torah
is
says.
Is this case that schlucking it up, is it in the Mishnah?
Yes, it is.
Okay,
Rabbi Shimon Oimer.
Minchas
Chayte. Okay, the Amar Minchas the Medika Mincha Mikmitz of Lemisachla. Ditnan. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Minchas Chayte Shokoyanik Metzes, Yudukte Kamitza, Koymates Kravel Yatzma, Vyashraim Kravim Vyatzman. Oh, so now your whole mamotzinu has been schlugged up. What was our original kasha? It doesn't say anywhere, B'cholot HaRakul, that a mincha that comes from barley. A mincha that comes from barley, the shirayim should be. It only says
but
in the
there's
Torah.
There's no shirayim over here. There's no, the mamatzino is for with the shirayim. Hear me out.
What was your kasha? It, by barley in the Torah, it tells you in the Torah to take a kemitza. It's all it says.
So how do you know the shirayim go to the kohanim?
You're including in your magic list of 10. You're including in your big list of 10. Where did you get this from? Who told you that the shirayim of barley?
I'm going to show you when there's.
Where?
So, mamotzinu.
Every place you find the kemitza is taken, the shrayim is left over.
You see a quantum of shimon.
What do you mean hechatesa?
Show
me a case otherwise. Show me a hechatimsa in the Torah where you take a kemitza and you don't need the shrayim. The rabbanim say, I don't need a pasuk. That's only according to one man, the Omar.
Okay.
So that's exactly. Now we're coming to revise. When the Gemara starts off, minolon, this question, number one, is only referring to barley. Number two is not a question directed to the Rabbanan. It's directed to
Rabbi Shimon.
Because according to Rabbi Shimon, you don't have a mamotzinu.
Oh, I see.
Because I will show you a case where kemitza is taken, and guess what? The shirayim are not eaten. So when it comes to barley, where there is no pasuk, to tell you what do the shirayim.
According to Rabbana, you don't even need kamitza. You burn the whole thing. Minchas chayta.
Right, right. Okay, so there's, so you don't have a hechatinsa. So according to Rabbi Shimon, the question is only focused according to Rabbi Shimon. The question, minolan. What's the Gemara's maskana? How do you know? By barley. The Torah said by barley take kamitza. But the Torah did not tell us what to do with the shirayim.
That's what the Gemara is asking.
What do the shirayim? Don't go tell me, oh, look, every other hechatinsa, you take a kamitza, you take a kamitza, you take a kamitza, you do shirayim. Every time you take a kamitza, the shirayim go to the kohanim. No, it's not true. It's not a valid mamot sinu. Look at the minchas chotei shel kohen. You take a kamitza, and what happens to the shirayim?
Gets burnt.
Burnt. So maybe when it comes to barley, you take a kamitza and you burn the kamitza separately, and you burn the shirayim of the barley separately.
You want to compare it to roiv, the roiv of the cases.
No, you don't.
Why should you pick out? One
that you don't do. You don't not? Always go. You go by survive. No. I never heard.
That's a good point.
I don't remember the Gemara.
Most of the time, you're my friend. Thank you.
We learned Shas already 30 times.
No, because he said
I don't remember anywhere. B'chotar akul not in Tais down the Shain. Not even in Kiva Egos. We learned the Smas.
That's an exception.
Because it's an exception to the case.
Rashi learned a Mamatzino.
What?
I shouldn't
learn
the Mamba
Sinner because it's a Roiv. The Gemara says the only time you say Roiv is when you have similar characteristics. Not when you have a majority of the cases. And back to the kash. Here's the answer. We have now going to dash in the ribuyim. This is a typical gemara in Masechet Zvachim. Droshes. You like droshes? You've come to the right place. If you like the dash and droshes, take words and make up things, pull things out of the hat. Here drash. You come to the right place. Don't worry, Friday is coming soon. It says in the Shulchan Aruch Rashba, the only day you can be matzliach and making a goylem is only on Friday. You're not going to be matzliach and making a goylem on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or for Shabbos, only Friday.
Okay.
Every mincha that's belula v'ashemen, that's milu oil v'chareva, it's dry. Now, what's dry mean?
No, 1 second. Now he's going to explain the question.
This is the makar. That's the answer. We're giving you the answer now.
Okay.
The whole mincha, every mincha, belulav Hashemen, two types of minchas. A mincha that's belulav Hashemen, mingled in oil. Vachareva, dry. No oil. L'chol b'nei Aaron tihiyah.
You mean dry, no oil?
No oil, dry. L'chol b'nei Aaron tihiyah, it shall go to the Kohanim. It shall go to the Kohanim, the Kohanim get to eat it. Now the question over here is, what are we discussing in this pasuk? The Gemara says that off the bat, this pasuk cannot be discussing chitin. How do you know that? Why not? Because we already learned two pasukim. The Gemara, when we saw the one we already quoted, a pasuk of a chol mincha by the pasuk of wheat. The wheat minachas, the pasuk was a catch-all pasuk, which taught us all of the wheat minachas, the shirayim go to the kohanim. So now we have another pasuk teaching us the same thing. So we apply the principle, im ein inyan lezeh, tineu le'inyon acher. So therefore, im ein inyan leblula b'shol chitin, tineu le'inyan leblula shel so'irin. And then when it says the word chareva, because we don't need it. It's a completely extra pasuk. Whenever we have a hechatimsa situation, we have a pasuk that is totally superfluous, because we already know the halacha.
So it's going on.
We have a right to expand the scope of the halacha and to apply it to cases that we would not otherwise know. Im ein inyan lechareva shel chitin, tineu inyan lechareva shel so'irin. Now here, before we go weiter, we're saying over here that there are two different types of menachas here. There is belula v'ashemen and chareva. Now we're going to see in a few moments, when it comes to wheat, there's a wheat mincha that has oil, and there's a wheat mincha that does not have oil. Barley, the same thing.
But of course it has water, of course.
Water it has, correct. There is a barley mincha, which is not so machlokes, I think, if it has water. When you mingle it with oil, there's machlokes, do you have to also add in water or not? Water or not. You have to eat in a little bit of water, so there should be potential.
No, I'm talking about, let's say, if it doesn't have oil.
There's a whole shiloh. When you have a mincha, that you bake a mincha, you have oil, you have to also eat a small amount of water.
No, I understand, but I'm talking about, let's say, if it doesn't have oil, in order to make a matzah, then
you need water. That's correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Uh-huh. But when you do have oil, then there's a machlekes rishrim. Do you have to also add
you
in
mentioned that earlier.
Water? Yeah. Vita.
Before we had a pasuk also, which was only referring to one particular
chitin, exactly.
Which
and this pasuk,
one, and then we had a casual.
Well, we had one pasta that explicitly discussed.
Right, we don't know which
one. Soilas. The Ma'afetaner, Soilas, Chavit, Marcheshes, Semachvas. There was one pasuk for all those five, and there was another pasuk for the other five.
So maybe we have three. So maybe we have one for another one.
No, this pasuk is also in the context of this pasuk, which I don't know in detail from the Gemara Tzmash, from the context of where this pasuk is written. It's also discussing the basic menachos of wheat. Of
chitin?
Wheat. Chitin. Of wheat.
And what do you call it? Tenu liyaka.
Ah, so therefore the Gemara's question, we just went to the beginning of the Gemara already, that dash and two psukim, one pasuk for the five menachas, right. Another pasuk for the right. Remaining of three. So therefore, we already covered. Yeah. Those eight are already covered. So why now do we need the pasuk that says right. that it should go to the Kohanim? Yeah. So the Gemara says, since we already know the basics, so we must come to expand the scope to barley, and einer. So now the pasuk discusses two different types of menachas. A mincha that is dry and a mincha that is wet. Now let's go to the two candidates. There are two candidates for barley. There is the minchas oimer pesach, and there is what is the other mincha? The saita. The saita is dry. The saita, fair. There is no oil added to the mincha of the saita.
How about the one in for pesach?
Yes, oimer. Yes, you mingle oil into the meat. So therefore, when it says now we have two psukim, this extra pasuk, yeah. And we're going to dash them. Eino inin lezetun inin lacher. So what it says, belula vashemen vachareva. Belula vashemen is for the oimer. Chareva is for the minchas kinoyes.
Sorry, pop your bubble, but it says specifically over here. This is not the classic main inin tenel inin lacher. Aber kan ein dorsh is a pasuk shloim inin el humidaber. I'll call mincha belulah b'shem v'chareva. I'll call minik belulahs v'charevas. Bein habos min achitin, bein habos min asayrim.
Let's see the Gemara. Let's see the word of the Gemara. The Gemara's going to go dash. The Gemara's going to explain this over here. Let's see. Look over here. Say in Shalushon of Yemein Lim Tuchu V'shem Zom Yemein Lim Tuchu V'chareva. Now, by the words of Kasha, V'ha'ai ha'chud yasa, ha'mi boyle'i. Okay, let's see Rashi, where you sit over here. Okay, Ika, ki'mi boyle'i, ki'mi boyle'i libra v'shemin, ke'i l'chareva shal, belulah shal sayrin, mincha sayimer. In eino inyan lebulah shakavar nem vachem beano service mimendel yochel anuvanav bulah shol sarin minchas ha'imer lechem shol chitin minchas mincha me'afe and the asar the chaf and the asar the gemara says that cannot possibly be has to be going minchas choyte. There's a mistake lechareva. Now I don't know what you're getting. What you're saying over here, you're getting some fancy. Rishon is telling you things over here. The article telling you some things. The sound says in the Gemara.
Okay,
you're telling me things that are above my paycheck.
It's only because the whole thing going to my head. Well, you have a minchas chitin.
Listen,
you tell me it means a minchas.
I'm a very simple guy. I'm eino tenel in shal zet in shal achar. And the basic.
Yeah, okay.
This is Daf Yomi.
Basic, yeah. Even though we learned here together Shas already 50, 60 times, the Kol Rishon Acharonim, Paiskim, and Kabbalah, still, you know, when it says in the Gemara, Eina Inshal Zetin Linacher, let's look here very simple for now. Vaita. Fair the Gemara, Vahai Loch Yudiasa, Vahai Loch Yudiasa, Pshat Remesh Jush Soit. Who's the Soit? The Arizal. Who's the Pshat? Rabbi Shrov. Who is the Jush? Me. And who's the Remesh? Who's left? Weiter. The high. Fact the Gemara. How can you dare do this? How can you take this pasuk that says that l'chol mincha b'lo b'shem b'chareva l'chol ben Aaron lied to yeah? How can you say apply this to the barley? The high liachu diyosu hami barley l'chadatanya minayin shein cholkim minochas k'neged zvachim b'vulacha. You're in the Beis Hamikdash and they're giving out distribution. Chalukah, come forward. You're the part of the Mishmar. See, everyone gets meat, gets the menachas, all of the leftovers. The day is over.
For that Mishmar,
you're on duty the whole week, and now your Beis Av is on that day, and they give all the leftovers. So therefore, they give everyone lines up. They give him a little of some of the leftovers of the menachas, some meat, yeah. The carbon toy from the carbon chatos, a shtickle shlamim, a shtickle all the varieties, a little asham. Get a little bit of an asham, a little bit of a chatos, a little bit of a mincha. They give out. So one kohen says, listen, I'm allergic to bread. Gluten-free diet, I'm on. Okay, gluten-free.
Very they started selling gluten-free.
I don't want mincha menachas. I'm gluten-free. I want meat. The other guy says, doctor said red meat's no good for me. Blood pressure's too high, no red meat.
So how do you know
so that? So let one? Me take, well, it's a mamash shidduch in heaven. I'll take the gluten and you'll take my red meat. Right? So can you do that?
A coin can't say that, yeah.
Can you do that? It is usur. It is usur to do that. You can't do that. You can't go make your own decision.
You mean give menachas instead of giving...
No substitutes.
Kineged means instead of...
Kineged. We'll switch. Tamalama v'chol ha-mincha. It says v'chol
ha-mincha. Bring a right, you can't say that.
You can't. This is the pasuk. V'chol mincha shetev v'tana l'chob ne'eron t'yeh ish ki'achiv. It's the first part of the pasuk. Okay? One pasuk, we have the whole pasuk. Or every mincha shetev v'tana, the mincha afetana, or l'chob ne'eron t'yeh ish ki'achiv. Each one gets when it comes to the menachos, each one has to get what they're supposed to get. There's no switching. Now, when is this switching? So what is the darshan with this pasuk? If you're supposed to get afei tanur, l'chol b'nei Aaron tia ish kiyachiv, no switching. Don't give up your chelek in a mincha me afei tanur for a piece of meat. That is categorically usur. Under no condition may you make some trade. No bartering kachim in the Beis Hamikdash.
Pashas is... You tell the guy in advance, don't give me that?
No, you can't. You can't. The pashas is because it cheapens the whole thing then. That's the pashas, the time of the Mikra. By doing such a thing in the Beis Hamikdash, it shows lack of chashivas. The bartering. Right. The barter. Oh, I'll switch as a commodity. It's not a commodity. It's a zechus. Right. It's a zechus to eat. If you can't go and eat from all the different types of things, then don't come. Don't show up altogether.
Right.
If you're going to show up, you have to take. You have to have the chashivas. You're going to lower the whole thing into a business. You come with tachtim with dalis. Oh, let's say a svara. You cannot go barter a mincha.
Once again, how do you know chala mincha is referring to... switching. I don't want mincha. Give me meat.
That's how the word darshes. L'chol b'nei Aaron. L'chol. It says the mincha has to go to each member of the mishmah. L'chol b'nei Aaron.
One second. According to that, how? What is this pasuk?
Let's see the whole pasuk. Let's see the whole pasuk. Let's see the whole pasuk. We'll go right. Yochol lo yachol k'mimechtzu neged zvachim shlo yikamu tachtem b'dalis. You know why you can't go switch a mincha k'neged a zevach? Because you can't, when a person brings a carbon chatos, generally, except for the three exceptions, you can't go switch. If I am chayav a carbon for eating chalef, there is no replacement for chalef, for a chatos. I must bring an animal. There's no such thing as, well, I'm poor, I can't afford an animal, so let me bring a mincha. There is no such thing 95% of the time. In three cases, there's a halacha. Mm-hmm. There are three examples where you go, you can bring a mincha instead. You can bring a mincha instead of...
Which three, remind me, please? Which
three? The Tumas, Mikdash V'Kadoshav, and a Shavua, and a full Shavua. What? Either your Tamei, and the food is Tar, or the food is Tamei, and your Tar, or you make a Shavua, and you make a shvua about not knowing testimony, then you would, that's an osham. No, that's a different, that's a, I don't remember, I forgot. There are three cases. We learned this, Mesechta Shavuos, we learned this in very great detail, and I forgot everything already. There are three cases where you can't bring, Rabbi, you know the three cases? There are three cases where you don't bring, if you can't afford an animal, you bring a mincha. If you can't bring, no, not a mincha, birds. Birds come first. You can't bring the birds, then you bring a mincha. So therefore, I would think the reason why... You're not allowed to barter a mincha versus an animal is because if you have to bring an animal, you cannot go from an animal to a mincha. Right. Never. Just never.
Right.
The most you can do in some instances is bring a bird. But you never go... You never skip steps. You can't go from an animal down to a mincha. So therefore, they're so different than one another. Therefore, that's why the Torah is makbid. You cannot go barter one against the other. Aval yachleiku mincha is kineged oifas. Oh, well, let's say one person got a portion of the bird, the chatos bird. The chatos bird is eaten by the kohanim.
Yeah.
So therefore, the person says, I would rather have bird meat than have a mincha. So can you do me a favor? You take my mincha and give me instead your portion of the chatos bird.
Nice.
Maybe you wash it. Come back to the dalit, because in the case where the person is poor, you can go and you can, if you don't bring an animal, you can bring a bird. Tamaloymar, in a certain instances only. Tamaloymar, no, the pasuk goes weiter. The pasuk continues. Nasav marcheshes lechol naron tia. These are extra words. The entire pasuk is superfluous, and therefore that gives the Gemara the permission to teach each one of these words to make a drasha. Is telling you, even though he's going through all the different types of menachas, the word for afei tanur, we're darshening all menachas, even though afei tanur is just one of the ten. Afei tanur is really two. Remember in the Mishnah? There are 10 types of menachas. two of the 10 are afe tana, chalois and rikikin. Now, even though the pasuk above on the top line of the Gemara only spoke about afe tana, the Gemara is the whole pasuk is extra. It's allowing us to darshan these extra words in regard to all of the menachas. And now, when it goes to the next part of the pasuk of mar cheshes, another specific type of mincha, lechol, the same words lechol ben iron tia, it's teaching that you cannot go switch, no bartering of a mincha for a bird. Next, because mincha is flour and a bird is blood. But let's say we want to barter.
Oh, I see.
I want to go take the bird and he'll take the meat. Shalolu vait in the pasuk. Pasuk goes vait. Machavas, a pan, a frying pan. L'chol b'nei aron tia. V'al machavas. L'chol b'nei aron tia. Maybe you can't go do a bird because the bird you do melika, and those you use a utensil, you use a chalif, you use a knife. I want afetanor. I like chalois, and you like rikikin. So you know what? I'll switch. I'll give you my rikikin, you give me your chalois.
Yeah.
They're both done biyad. You do a kemitza. This is the part of the pasuk which we're teaching you that you cannot allow to divide among the kohanim. Because one is hard, it's the product is hard. It's hard because the oil spills off the edge. Amar cheshes, it sizzles because it boils in. There's a rim around the pot. That's these are different. Yachlu machvas negin machvas. Oh, let's say it's the same machvas. I got a machvas, but I like your machvas. Sometimes it comes out different. Every piece of it is different. So I like yours well done. Mine is not well done.
Right.
So therefore, yachlu machvas negin machvas. Machvas negin machvas. Tamu leimar v'chareva. Another pasuk. L'chon aron tia. Yachlu yachlu.
Where does it say?
It's all one big pasuk. One yes, a pasuk. I'm sorry, the Gemara, you should have it. The Chol Mincha, Shetil Betanim, the Chol Mazim, the Machshu, the Chol Machshu, the Chol Intiyah, the Machshu, the Liyah. Never mind the Chareva. What we have one more word left in the pasuk. Darish the Chareva. The Chol Mincha, Intiyah, Yachol, Yachol, the Kachshu Kadoshim, Av Yachol, the Kachshu Kadah Kalim. All of the items listed thus far, Kachshu Kadoshim. How do you know you can't go switch Kachshu Kalim? Much lighter Kachshu Kalim, right? Let's say, and who gets Kachshu Kalim? Anyone who gets a portion of Kachshu Kalim. The Baalim get the Kachshim Kalim. Even private people can get Kachshim Kalim.
Maybe Kachshim Kalim were more lenient in everything.
Right. So maybe if I get Kachshim Kalim, you get Kachshim Kalim, we go out to eat, go to Yerushalayim, you have to be in the basement, we go along Yerushalayim, and we sit down by a bench, on a park bench in Yerushalayim, and I'm eating my Kachshim Kalim, you're eating your Kachshim Kalim, and I look at your plate, you know, I like what you're eating. And you look at my plate, you like what I mean. Maybe we can switch.
Regardless whether it's meat, mincha, whatever.
No, it's only meat. Kachshim Kalim is only meat. Kachshim Kalim is only meat. Maybe we can switch. I'm Lomar. Ish ke'achiv. Even if you're not a kohen, v'imt al toida. Okay? The neck, it says, the last word of pasuk, this pasuk is the last words of pasuk tes. Pasuk yud is ish ke'achiv. And the first words of the next pasuk is v'im al toida. The im al toido. It's two psukim ahead. It's two psukim ahead, but it's close enough. The ishkach of im al toido, we make a hekish. Even though the two psukim are not mamish juxtaposed, they're close enough. And then the Gemara is being very liberal here and making a hekish to teach you that toido is kachim kalim.
Yeah.
And it says it's juxtaposed to the parsha of ish ke'achiv, teaching you that you're not allowed to divide, you're not allowed to barter. So even though the psukim that teach you the laws of bartering is forbidden by kodshe kodoshim and pasuk of toydus kodshim kalim, the facts that they're juxtaposed gives us the permission to darshan that the prohibition of bartering applies even to kodshe kalim. Vaitam. Kashem she'ein cholkim kodshe kodoshim cholkim kodshim kalim.
One second, not only it's also to ask who's distributing. But
amongst themselves, forbidden. Ish, there's another drash. The Mar Dash is all the words ish. One, it says in the pasuk ish kach. What's what ish teaching you? The whole pasuk is superfluous, which gives us permission to dash every single word ish. Cholik vafilu balmum. Who gets
it? What should have said if not
nothing? Nothing. Zero. The whole pasuk can be taken out. There are two psukim here. The whole pasuk l'chol b'nei aron tia ish ke'achiv. This whole pasuk can have been deleted, and you would not know the difference. It's not teaching anything us anything we do not already know. And therefore, the Gemara makes a drash from every single word in the pasuk. Every word of the pasuk is fair game.
Bottom line is, there's no barter period anywhere.
Anywhere.
One second, in Ki'achiv, you would have known from Ki'achiv that
the Gemara dashes Ishkachiv by Kachim Kalim. The words Ishkachiv juxtaposed him al Toida is teaching you that the laws of the prohibition to barter applies even to Kachim Kalim because Toida is Kachim Kalim.
How do you know that? Because it's
Toida. Toida.
But how do you know even Kachim Kalim?
Juxtaposition, because the pasuk of the prohibition of bartering is taught by Kachim Kodoshim.
Where do you see that Kachim
Kalim? The whole pasuk is a mincha. A mincha is Kachim Kachim.
And what do you want out from Ka'achiv? Forget about the
issue. No, we're getting there. One moment, one word at a time. First is what now we're dashing another drasha. If this is not relative to our sugya, but for the basic of completion, the Gemara Darshan is the complete drasha. We have the Oxford edition of this drasha here, the complete drasha here, Ishkachiv,
the unabridged
version of the drasha, even though we only need a little piece of this Gemara for our drasha, our purposes. Ishkachiv, I'll tell you, Shein Tamachim, Ish, Cholek, Vafil, Balmum. Very important. You said a balmum is not to eat. This that we know that a balmum may not do the avodah, but a balmum is allowed to eat from kodshei kodashim. Vaita. Next, but ish also means an adult. Then kodon choleg vafilu tam, a child under bar mitzvah may not eat from get chalukah. He cannot get a kodshim if he's a kodon. When ish is an adult, vafilu balmum, even if he's a tam, he's not no blemishes. Oh, so what's the gemara's kasha? Ahu. So therefore, what is Gemara's kasha? We see from this chunk of Gemara, half of Gemara, that this pasuk already is occupied for a different drasha. If it's occupied for a different drasha, it's not available to teach us barley with regard to barley that the Kohanim, according to Rabbi Shimon, that to teach you when it comes to the barley, that the Shirayim are eaten by the Kohanim. Maybe the Shirayim should be burnt. Just because all of the Shirayim by wheat are eaten by Kohanim, maybe the Shirayim of barley should be burnt
by all ten.
The Beferish Pasuk. Eight of the ten. It's a Beferish Pasuk.
There were two Pasukim.
There was one Pasuk that covered five. And there was another Pasuk which covered three.
So which two?
Barley.
So which ones, according to Rav Shimon, would you say that you...
the soita, yeah, the soita, and the pesach, the oimer, right. The soita.
Maybe over there, you would say that you burn them also.
You burn it also, just like correct. You burn the koyin of a shel koyin. Mincha shel koyin is burned, so right. Maybe the two balls should be burnt. Right. So what the Gemara's answer? I have a pasuk. The pasuk, this pasuk that we just quoted. Excuse me, we need it for this very long drasha. A whole half of Gemara over here that we need it for. It's not available.
Right.
The Gemara says, throw in another drasha. Once you're going, keep on going. We can break up the pasuk into another drasha. There's another the word uchol. The Gemara says ahu.
We're using uchol.
Ahu, no, we did not. Mikol nafka. That drasha was used from the word kol. In other words, what is the pasuk? The pasuk, the most pasuk was v'chol mincha b'levashemen v'chol mincha. V'chol mincha l'vashemen v'achareva l'chol b'nei Aaron tihiyeh.
Yeah.
So therefore, this drasha was ahu mikol from the word
which
call drasha? The first call the drasha of the amud, half an amud, that you're not allowed to barter, to barter from the word koil. But mincha, the rest of the pasuk of mincha belulav hashemen v'achareva l'chol b'nei Aaron tiyeh. Forget about the word kol. You don't need the word kol. The whole pasuk is extra. The pasuk could have said v'mincha v'. It could have just said v'mincha belulav hashemen v'achareva l'chol b'nei Aaron tiyeh. That's all it needed to say, and then we can make our drasha. Our drasha is that barley, leftover barley goes to the kohanim. That's our gemara. What's the Gemara here on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, the whole drasha? That's v'chol mincha. You're not allowed to barter. You're not allowed to barter. Okay. The word v'chol is teaching you bartering.
Okay.
And the rest of the pasuk is teaching you our halacha. That the leftover shirayim of barley goes to who? Goes to the kohanim. There are two drashas.
No, I heard
it does need to say the word v'chol. Right in the Gemara, so that's
how could you learn from the actual word v'chol?
The Gemara does all the time.
Yeah, but the Gemara splits it up. How do you know Gemara?
Drashas.
We learn from the same word.
Drashas.
When we learn from the same word.
One word tia. Dash 10 things in the word tia. drushes. This is the nature of Masechtas Zvachim. We have drushes. We have drushes. We have extra words. The whole pasuk is superfluous, and therefore every part of the pasuk is fair. Give me even the letters, Who mikol nafka? Fract the Gemara of Aha afikte lichud Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. I'm sorry, but we already used the word koil for another drasha. What drasha? Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Huda, that says shnei minim. Now that was a different drasha. What was that drasha? That drasha was. What did he say? Rabbi Yosi says. What was the other drasha? Tezayin leinyan minchas me'afei taner. She efshal havi chamesh chalitz v'chamesh rikikin. Okay, bira drasha rei Rashi. The Aino, but Ula Shlomo, it's a hard drush. It's okay. Whatever the drush is. It's a drush. It
can't be Masa Belula, Masa
Kareva. Can't be 50-50. When we started today's daf, what do we say in today's Mishnah? How many types of menachos are there? What's the grand total?
Ten.
What does that ten conclude? Two types of Afei Tanur. There's an Afei Tanur called Chalos, an Afei Tanur called Rikikin. Now, how do you know that? Maybe we can have an Afei Tanur called a third type, a third variety, five and five. From the word koil, we learn, I don't know the drasha, we have to see the drasha, I don't know the drasha, but from the word koil, we learn no such thing. It's either, maybe that's drasha, koil. It's all or nothing. That's the drasha, right? Koil. Koil means the word is extra, and the word is extra, and it says it's passed by the word of Afei Tanur. It's all or nothing. It's either going to be koil chalos or koil rikikin. You can't have five chalos and five rikikin. It has to be pure.
And Rabbi Yosi said you could.
You could.
So how does he know that, Rabbi Yosi?
Because he doesn't dash the word kol. He doesn't dash in this drasha. He has a different drasha. He doesn't hold up in this drasha. Okay. So therefore, the Gemara says, since we don't hold like Rabbi Yosi, we hold like the Rabban that said there's only 10, not 11. And how do we know there's only 10, not 11? Because we tack a dash in the word kol. So it comes out now that this one pasuk, everything is occupied. The word kol. The word koil, the basic word koil, is occupied to teach us. Okay, one, I don't know, I'm going to confuse it, but there are two drushes. There's the word koil, and then there's the rest of the pasuk. One part of the pasuk is teaching us the halacha that you can't barter. And the word koil, another part of the drasha, is teaching us is that you cannot split five chalas, five rikikin. So therefore, we're back stuck. We don't have a drasha available to teach us that according to Rabbi Shimon, if you have barley, the leftover barley of the soita and of the omer should go to the kohanim.
Right.
So the Gemara says, that's never been a problem. There's a vav. It doesn't just say the word koil, it says vikol. So there's another drasha.
Bingo.
We squeeze
the vav goes, even soyrim,
it's another drasha. Even barley. The three drashas. Which one comes to which drasha? I don't know exactly. After everything's said and done, you have to figure out which one goes for which. But there are three drashas. Ella, the Gemara says, who? Me? Vichol. Givaldik. Okay? Three drashas. Ravina, Amar, Asya. I have another answer. I have another solution. You know what? Don't dash in the vav. Don't chepa with the vav. Leave the vav alone. Let's only have two drushes. You want to know why the kohanim eat the leftover barley?
Yeah.
I have for you another solution. This is another drasha which tells us all what the kohanim get to eat. Let me read you the entire pasuk. If you have the oiz v'hod on the side of the Gemara, it says, Zeh yiyel l'cho. The following is yours. Kohanim, you are going to receive gifts. Lamid lechov dal manos kuna. They get 34 gifts. This is for you. And the pasuk enumerates a series of things. We're now going to darshan 24 matanos. 24 matanos. This pasuk
is 25.
Kol svarchu.
They said the 25th. Yeah.
There, he's giving, not getting.
You're right. Okay.
But the ultimate gift is to give. Vaita. Tani Levi l'chol karbanim l'chol minchasam l'chol chatosam. They get carbon, they get a mincha, they get a chatos. L'chol hashamam. The Gemara makes a drasha. Kol karbanim. What's kol karbanim? But the rabbis loik shem and shalom mitzayra. The mitzayra, he brings oil. And what happens? They put the oil on the thumb and the toe and the ear. What happens with the leftover oil? Who gets the left? They sprinkle the seven times towards the kodesh hakodashim.
Yeah.
Who gets the leftover oil? The kohanim. Baita.
L'chol
minchasam. L'chol minchasam. I would think the only thing which Kohanim get leftovers are things that part of it goes on the fire of the Mizbeach. The oil of the Osham does not go on the fire of the Mizbeach. It's sprinkled. It's done on his thumb, his toe, his ear, and he sprinkles seven times towards the base of English. It does not go on the fire. So I would think that you get to keep it, that the Kohanim do not get the Shirayim. Kamash Mulan. That is why we need a Pasuk. Vaita. Kamash Mulan. L'chol Minchas. Rabbis Minchas. Oh, look at that. Here it is. We have discovered the secret. L'chol l'rawis minchas oimer. The leftover barley of the oimer goes to who? Goes to the kohanim. U'minchas kinois. And the leftover barley is the minchasim. Sal g'day d'chamin v'ochlo esam asher kubah v'chem v'rachman v'hay l'hatir v'ko asya. These two different karbanos is not a kapara. It's not atonement. Why is it not atonement? Because it comes to be matir chodosh b'medina, and it's matir the isha l'ba'ala. So if I would think they do not get the leftovers, kamash mulan, that the kohanim get heated. Frek the gemar v'idoch, nah, what about the other man, the Amar, who says that this is not a valid rasha, and he has to come on to the extra vav? Right? What about the first man, the Amar, the first whole daf learned today? The whole man daf that we learned today, how come today The whole man the Yomar, he did not hold up this drasha? Why did it need to krich and take from one pasuk and to make three drashas to find the solution? Why can't we just rely upon this l'chol minchasam? The answer is this is not a riot. This drasha, this cannot be coming to be marbe the oimer because and the oimer and the kinois because it's also levarer avoin. It's coming to clarify sin. What's the sin? By the Oymer, by the Kines for sure, it's Levar Arden. What about the Mincha? So he's saying the Mincha also is coming to be Mevarer Avoin. Why? Why is it coming to be Mevarer Avoin?
Excellent, my friend.
Goodbye.
Oh my.